What is going on, everybody? It is John with Anyone Can Succeed. Normally, my audio booze, my shows, based with the topic that I'm going on today, is usually the blind community can succeed. But this one is based on more than just the blind community. Because, you know, I sat back and I got to thinking, I'm like, you know, why leave out other people that are doing the same thing that some are doing that are in the blind community? The great news is I have seen results of people that I've known by either talking to them or looking at some information and so on that have got up and done something. So that makes me feel good, guys. It really does. It makes me feel good to know that a couple of these people that listened to this was people who did not believe in themselves. You know what I mean? They didn't believe in themselves. And I think that that's the one of the things, out of a lot of other things, that matters is believing in yourself. Because if you can't believe in yourself, and that falls on several things. I mean, if you're disrespectful to people, it's because you have no respect for yourself. If you're rude to people, it's because you're rude about your own life. If you treat people like, you know, those ways, it's because of something that is wrong with you, not because of what you think, because of that other person that you've either criticized or, you know, paid no attention to. And excuse me as I had to take a drink. I've noticed that when I get ready to do these, that the best way is to have a drink on hand, so I have something to drink as I'm doing these shows. And guys, it makes me feel good to know that. It makes me feel good to know that I could be talking to someone right now that's listening, that is in a situation to where they're going through struggles and they don't know what to do. And I've been there. Some of you, maybe you have heard my story. Some of you may have not. I believe I have it on Audioboo as well. I also have it on my webpage at aandemarketing.com. There is a link. It's the second link on the page right now, but we're going to re-update that, so it's going to be placed a little differently. But it's the second link on there. And it talks about the struggles that I went through. And here's the thing. Here's the one thing that I've learned and that I think is very important. If you're going through struggles, if you're having problems in your life, and you're trying to move forward but not face them problems or face them struggles, you're never going to get out of it. You're never going to climb out of that hole. You know what I mean? You're never going to get out of that situation, because the main thing is what is the problem you're having? What problem is it? What is the struggle that I'm having today? What do I need to do to get out of that struggle? That is the key to being able to get up and do something. Think about that for a minute. Are you having struggles about something in your life? And is it not stopping you from doing other things? Are you trying to move on but can't because that struggle is still in your face? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the reality of that. And you know what? I've had the same thing told to me, and I've heard it from other people with the business that I do. And the one thing that got said was, you cannot move forward, you cannot succeed You cannot go ahead in life until you deal with the struggle that you're having. Does that make sense? So let's say you are visually impaired. Again, this is for anybody, but I want to make an example. Let's just say that you are visually impaired. And you are not doing anything because of that fact you don't think that you can. Right? You don't think that you can get out. You don't think you can get a job. You don't think you can hang out with people because I'm dropping stuff all over the floor. That just fit in there perfect, didn't it? But do you guys see my point here? My point is that if you are one of those that, you know, feel that way, that I can't do it because of this or because of that, I can't do it because I'm visually impaired, or I can't do it because I'm stuck in a wheelchair, or I can't do it because I learn a little slower than somebody else, or I can't do it because of the way that I look, or I can't do it because of this or that, and on and on and on. It could go on and on. Deal with it. You got to accept who you are and get rid of that struggle that you're having, and then success will happen. And then you can do anything that you want to do. Because as I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'll say it over and over, guys. Do not let the word can't, cannot, not possible, not able, I'll never do it, I'll never get there, I'll never make it, I'll never succeed. Do not let them words put you in a little box for the rest of your life. Because I'll be honest with you. If you have heard my story, I was there once, and I know what it feels like. I'm not talking from, my opinion here. I'm talking from my experience. I'm talking from my heart. And I know that if I can succeed, I know that if I can change my life with all the things that I've been through, then so can you. But you gotta face the facts of who you are and not let anybody around you take that away from you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you can't see. It doesn't matter if you can't walk. It doesn't matter if you can't read as well as the person next door to you. It doesn't matter if you can't work on a car and another person can. It doesn't matter if you don't understand math as good as somebody else. It doesn't matter if you're 120 pounds or if you're 300 pounds. None of that matters, guys. What matters is you. You matter. Your thoughts matter. And your own inspiration matters to yourself. You've got to inspire yourself. And when you start believing in your heart that you are ready to get up and do something and show people that you are better than what other people put you out to be, nothing else will matter. Nothing else will matter anymore. And if it takes every day you waking up and you walking in the bathroom or wherever, walk in your bedroom, walk in your office, and you telling yourself that a couple times and getting it in your heart, pumped up, pump yourself up and tell yourself that, yes, I'm over this. I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm going to do this and nothing's going to stop me. Guys, that's all I want. That's all I want to do is see everybody around me succeed in their own way. Even if you're not part of my company, which God knows I wish you was, because the benefits from that is just indescribable. But my point is, believe in yourself. Don't believe in yourself from other people's opinions, because when you do that, you're never going to get anywhere. You know, I sit back and I look at all the drama, all the people that judge, all the people that argue over the stupidest stuff ever. When it comes down to the facts, they are no better than you. If I've got $10,000 and you only got $1,000, I'm no better than you. If I'm just a regular citizen sitting beside the president, he is no better than me. He is only in a different position, because he earned his success because that's what he wanted. Am I right? And if I got $10,000, not counting the criminals and stuff like that out there, that does not count. So if you're a criminal and you say, yeah, I do got $10,000, I just sold a truckload of cocaine, that doesn't count, okay? You see what I'm saying here? That doesn't count. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you. You know what I enjoy doing? Because now I'm at a point in my life to where I'm doing all I can to better myself, but now I'm also speaking to you right now, because that makes me feel good. I'm speaking to you from my heart because that makes me feel good, and no one can take that from me. 20 people could walk in this room right now and tell me, hey, you're dumb. You're stupid for doing that. That doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing that? You're not getting paid for wasting your time like that. Those are the people that need to sit back and look at themselves. Those are the people that need to do what I'm telling you to do. You know, the one thing that I've never let interfere in my life is what I got and what I don't got. And if I'm making $8,000 a month, or if I'm making $10,000 or $20,000 a month, that doesn't matter to me as much as it matters that I'm better than the people around me. Because you see a lot of people that's got a lot of money, and they use that as their leverage to judge people below them because they don't have the same thing. You see someone in a Camaro, a brand new Camaro, sitting beside you on the road, and they got their nose stuck up in the air because that Camaro is brand new. They're at the top of the line. No one else matters to them. That's the type of person I will never be. And I hope whoever listens to this file, I hope that if you are one of them people, that you figured out that that is a struggle you need to get rid of. You might not see it as a struggle, but it is. You might not see it as a problem to the rest of the community around you, but it is, because the way you act affects everybody around you. Because if it didn't, you could walk down the street screaming anything you wanted and you would never get a result from it. You can't do that, can you? You walk down the street and start screaming or yelling at someone or being rude to someone in public, and someone's going to step up and interfere, aren't they? So if that's the type of person you are, you need to stop that crap. But anyways, back to my point here. I believe in everybody. I believe in those that are visually impaired. I believe in those that can't hear as good as others. I believe in those that are on wheelchairs that can never walk again. I believe they can do the same thing that anybody else out there is doing. Because all it takes is a different strategy. A different path. Everybody doesn't take the same path to get to the same place. It's kind of like saying you're going to go on vacation, you're going to go to California, and you got 200 people going this route, and they got to go through all this traffic and traffic jams and all this, and other people say, no, I'm going to fly. I don't have the money to do it, but I'm going to get the money, and I'm going to fly there. So then they do it, and they get there, right? And that's the way it is. Guys, I'm going to be adding a new page as well to the andmarketing.com. I also want to give you information real quick in case you ever tried to go to the app page that I have. Anytime you go to any of my subdomain names, like app.andemarketing.com, you always just put in the http://. Don't put in the W's. And I'm going to have a domain, a page put together that's going to be full of these audio files. So they're not just going to be on Audioboo, because I want everybody to hear my voice. I want my voice to be out there. I want my voice to be heard. I want people to know who I am when I start talking. I want people to know my name when they hear it, that finally, for once, when they hear my voice, they'll say, yeah, I know him. Because my only goal is, one, is to succeed in my business and the work that I do. And even though I put several files on Audioboo about my business, I want you to understand something. That's not to better me. That's not to better my life. That's not to better my pocket. I do that because I'm trying to show people or invite people that they can come and do the same thing. So anyways, this page I'm going to create is, and if you go to it right now, it might already be up, it might not, it depends on when you listen to it, but it's going to be http://success.andemarketing.com. And hopefully I spelled success right. And if I didn't, you guys let me know, and let me know you're not getting to the page. There's probably not much on it right now, even if you are there. It's going to have files for every audio file that I've done about success. And success, there will be headings for the blind community can succeed. There will be a heading for anyone can succeed. There will be a heading for business. There will be a heading, but all the files are going to be talking about success. I've got a little assignment for you. I've got just a little assignment that won't take long. But this is what I want you guys to do. Whether it's on your laptop, your computer, whatever, or even if you message me back, I really want to know what people think about my files. Okay, I really want to know, especially this one. I want you to send me back either a DM, and I want to know about your life. Tell me who you are and where you're at. And let me say this. If you're someone that isn't doing anything right now, I want you to tell me that, because I want to help you. I want to support you. Even if you are a person that has no struggles and that agrees with everything that I'm doing, because I'm not saying everybody, you know, is people that are not succeeding or that act like that or that are having problems, but anybody. I want to know, one, from the ones that aren't going through these struggles right now, message me and tell me what you think about my files. Two, if you are, DM me and tell me who you are. See, the one thing that's really nice to do is when you do go through struggles and then you pass some struggles up, there's one more thing that you got to do once you get past that struggle, is you got to admit it to yourself and not be afraid to talk about it. You see, I'm not afraid to talk about my struggles and the things I did wrong in my life. I did go to school. I did smoke pot. I did drink beer. I did, you know, get in fights. I did bully people. But all that caught up with me. Because one, karma. I believe in that word, karma. Karma will get you in your own ways. But I'm not afraid to admit what I was, because that was me. That was my struggle, and I'm not scared to admit it. I'm not afraid that if people judge me and say, well, he used to be a druggie, a smoke pot. How is he doing a business? Here he is. He's wanting me to join his team. And he used to be a pot smoker. I've done dealt with them struggles. I've done dealt with that years ago. Not that I'm 80 or 90. But I want you to know that whenever I do say that I believe in all you guys, I really do. I really do believe in everybody that's having problems today. And when I end my audio files and I tell people I tell Audio Boo I love you, I do love Audio Boo, and I love the people that's in Audio Boo, even if I don't know you. Because I judge nobody. I judge nobody. One day, I might not be there yet, but I know that my team is going there. One day, I can't wait until I can walk in to a place that's needing some type of donation, a charity, and walk in and hand them over a check for $10,000 or $20,000. I can't wait, mostly if it's a team of people that are working with me and I take them with me and we get to walk in there and we get to present a check to a charity. See, I'm not just doing this work for just my own pocket, because I believe in others. And the only way I was able to believe in others was to believe in myself. And I'm not trying to tell you guys, come over and join my business. If you did, that's great. If you don't, you don't. Some people don't do it because they don't understand it, because they look at it as it being a networking, phony, baloney thing. But I'm going to be doing an Audio Boo here later. And I'm going to start having my title, instead of it being Build a Business and Have a Better Life, I'm going to title it just as my webpage is, A&E Marketing Business. I want you to listen to those, because I got some really good stuff I want to talk about. I better go ahead and stop this. I don't know how long I've been recording, but I need to stop it here now, guys. But do me that. Send me them DMs. Email me. I'm going to give you my email. I'm going to give you my direct email. So get ready to write it down. I'm going to spell it out, because my email is just wacky like that. J as in John. E as in Edward. S as in Sam. S as in Sam. T as in Tom, E as in Edward, P as in people, 78@gmail.com. If you don't want to send me a voice message, if you're not a good talker, email me. Tell me who you are. Share with me your struggles and let me help you if I can. If you just want to give your thought on this file, you can still email me. I love you, Audio Boo. I love the man who created Audio Boo. Mark! Mark, Mark, Mark. I believe his name's Mark. It's not a dude. I'm just a complete moron. I believe it is Mark, though, because I'll never forget that audio boo I listened to. That take away the K and you got audio boo instead of audio book. That is awesome. I love it. I love it. And Dolores, I love you. I say her name a lot because you can just with your voice, you can just hear the caring and the kindness and the love in your heart. And I just love talking to people that have so much joy just to talk to them. Anyways, I love all you guys. And if I could talk for an hour, I would. I don't know if there's an upgrade where you can go to an hour. Also, if anybody can give me information on how to do the blog, if that's a different account upgrade. But I love all you guys. Audio boo. You guys take care. This is John with Anyone Can Succeed. Take care.